We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Moose, a confident and compulsive hopeless romantic who is born to entertain.
I was turning heads left and right. I had women in neck braces.
I'm sure that's not how it went.
Breezy, a kind-hearted, semi-responsible 20-something who always wants to be the center of attention.
And I'm not going to inconvenience myself because you're a jackass. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let me take my gum out. Can't be having gum on the radio. It's like, come on now.
I remember my first day on the air.
Sometimes on this radio station, we get a call from a person looking for help in finding their special someone.
It's literally never happened, but okay.
AKA their soulmate. Sometimes when you have exhausted all resources, you call a radio station.
Sometimes when Moose runs nothing by me, he's like, we're just throwing him on the air.
In this situation, it just happens to be our friend Randy.
It's not our friend. We don't know him at all.
Today, he's looking for love, ladies. I want you to please give him your most undivided attention this morning. Will you do that for me?
No promises here.
I will do anything to help someone find love. I'm a good guy. You know, I will do...
Sure.
I'll go to any extent. I'll climb any mountain. I'll swim in any ocean. If I can bring two people together, I'm the modern day Cupid. That's all I can say.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah.
I've helped a lot of couples find love. A lot of couples.
You literally haven't.
I know I have.
Really?
90% of them are divorced. However, let's just say I've helped them find each other.
Sure. We love a short stint of love. We love it.
It's all about the
journey.
Things
are looking good for Randy.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones where Randy is patiently waiting on hold to find his true love. Randy, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good,
so
man.
So good, Randy. So good.
Randy, sometimes we get these calls. You happen to be this guy this morning. Tell us a little bit about what's happening. You reached out. You're looking for your soulmate. Tell us about that.
Well, I heard that you guys are like a female-based radio station, and you have lots of ladies that listen to you.
I guess
one of the reasons I was reaching out was that I'm looking for my soulmate, and I haven't had much luck with the dating apps. I went on one date with a woman, and it did not go so well.
Okay.
And that was like 10 months ago.
Tell us about the date, though. Where'd you go?
I think it was called Texas Barbecue. It was like a Texas kind of barbecue place in Spencerport.
Okay. Texas de Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a nice time. The only bad thing I can think that happened is I took out my mouthpiece and I put it in a napkin and then I threw it away accidentally.
Your mouthpiece?
What's the mouthpiece?
Like
for?
A retainer?
Yeah, I have a retainer.
Cute.
Okay.
I've also been there, Randy, but I was 15, so.
Yeah, I still have one.
I think we've all been there. Randy, do us a favor, though. Paint a picture for us of exactly what you're looking for in a woman.
Well, I like a woman that, kind of likes to cook and clean and, she can speak other languages besides English.
Sure, sure.
She's a world traveler. She likes to try out new recipes.
So Randy, I don't mean to cut you off, but like this is the wrong show for you. I think you're looking for 90 Day Fiancé.
No, look, I think... No, Randy, don't listen to her, bud. I think we're all looking for a woman that likes trying new recipes, aren't we, Breeze?
Just a little bilingual bitty.
All right, so what is it that you do for work, Randy?
Well, I work in a lab. I actually make retainers, and so I make molds out of people's mouths.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Wow, you're really loving that.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a good it's a good gig financially for you?
Yeah, I like mouths. I've always been interested in mouths.
Why are you saying it like that? Why are you saying mouths?
He's interested in mouths.
Mouths?
I don't know, am I saying weird? Mouths?
Mouths. It's mouths, Randy. I'm not trying to be a dick this morning, but you're giving me weird vibes, man. What's up?
Okay, listen.
Cut to the chase.
Yeah, so listen, Randy. So you're looking for a woman that's well-traveled, likes to try new recipes. You tried the dating apps, are not working for you. Anything else, like sell yourself. I'll give you like a couple of seconds to just talk to the women out there. Sell yourself. Tell them a little bit about who you are.
Okay.
Where do you live? Well, all that stuff.
Oh, well, I'm renting a room in a house. And I am going to be getting my own apartment.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to meet someone special, and I can send you my email address.
Randy, real quick, tell us what some of your qualities are that make you a good guy.
Okay, well, some of my qualities, I guess, I find that are compelling. Okay, are that I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
I enjoy movies and conversations about anything supernatural. I love the supernatural. I'm a big believer in aliens.
Ooh, me too.
And I love just like, you know, a regular guy, like manly stuff, like reading and making things out of clay.
Okay, all right.
I'm not you eating Play-Doh. Okay, Randy.
All right, Randy, I'll tell you what, buddy. I'm going to go ahead. Send me your headshot. And all your contact info to moose@90pxy. And
this isn't a casting call.
If we find you a match, I'll go ahead and send her your way. However, you got to promise both me and Breezy right now that you're not going to kill her. Can you do that for me, Randy?
And you're not going to like pry her mouth open or mouth or whatever you keep saying.
I promise I won't pry open her mouth.
All right, Rando. Thank you,
Randy. Thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate it. Good luck getting that ass. All right, buddy. Have a good one. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
What is wrong with you? Like, this isn't a dating show. Why do you keep having these random people on without running this by me?
Who are these random people?
Who's Randy? You just found this guy off the street, and you're trying to like play
Breezy. Don't.
Love is blind? Like, we're not a Netflix show. This is a radio show for lots of people that listen to be entertained. Who is that guy?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I'm hating the player. Randy was weird.
He promised us he wouldn't kill anyone.
We know two things for sure. We pay too much in taxes. Our show is better with you.
Better with you.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
I wanted to go to school somewhere that I would feel comfortable being myself.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Yes, it is. And yesterday on the show for Moosterpiece Theater, myself and Breezy acted out a scene from this amazing 2004 film called Man on Fire, starring Denzel Washington and Dakota Fanning. Mm-hmm. So, Breezy, you watched the film last night. You said it was very long.
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours long. But it was free, so I respected that. It was free on Tubi, which I love.
Yes. I can't wait to find out if you enjoyed this film more than the Human Centipede trilogy.
Yeah.
Now, here's a clip of us acting out the scene, Man on Fire, from yesterday on the show. And I actually thought this was probably some of your best acting.
I agree. A lot of people agreed with that as well. God.
Don't move. Now I'm going to send you a page. which you're going to receive in 5 minutes. Now, you got exactly 5 minutes to tell me everything you know and what went down.
My friend, I don't know anything about the girl.
Are you sure? You got 4 minutes, 50 seconds. Your butt is starting to look a little sweaty. You sure?
I know. I have nothing to do with it. I was so good.
You were really into it.
And then when I watched that scene, I was like, yeah, spot on.
No, obviously. Of course. Let me give you the synopsis of the film. In a Mexico City, hit by a recent wave of kidnappings, an ex-CIA operative, John Creasy, played by Denzel Washington, reluctantly accepts a job as a bodyguard for a 9-year-old, played by Dakota Fanning, the daughter of a very wealthy businessman. So, just as Creasy, Denzel's character, begins to develop a fondness for the young girl, a bloodthirsty gunman kidnaps her. Now Creasy must pick up... He must pick off a succession of corrupt cops and criminals to reach his ultimate objective of vengeance and to get the girl back. I was very surprised when Rotten Tomatoes only scored this 38%.
It's not high.
It's not high. However, it is considered one of the best Denzel movies ever made. Breezy, why do you think this movie held up? Let's start with your favorite character first. Did you have one?
Let me just start out by saying one thing, one observation that I had. When it comes to Denzel movies,
yeah,
he's always blackout drunk in every movie. Like, you good, bro? Flight, blackout drunk pilot, just absolutely coked out of his mind, blacked out,
yeah.
Flying in the air, no worries. And he always holds, like, very prestigious roles. Pilot, bodyguard, you know, elite this, elite that. But he's blackout drunk every time. It's like, how can you... That is like the ultimate definition of a functioning alcoholic. He's driving this 9-year-old around after he's just polished off a bottle of Jack Daniels. Make it make sense. And like, he told the parents, he's like, yeah, I'm a drunk. They're like, all right, you'll be great. It's like, what? You good, bro?
He's recovering.
He's not recovering. He's actively drinking throughout the entire movie.
Whoa.
Even when the girl was taken, no spoilers here, but blackout drunk.
They saw something in him. Something powerful.
Yeah. It's like, that was a little, they've done Denzel dirty. And if there's something underlying in there that he really is like coming into his own character of being an alcoholic, then that's foreshadowing at its finest.
That's the arc of the film. It's like he starts appreciating this fondness and this relationship he's developed for this girl. And so once she's kidnapped, he finally decides this means so much to him, he's going to put the bottle down and seek vengeance. And
yeah.
He stops drinking.
That's part of the story. I guess. But it's every single film, he's always blackout drunk. Like,
oh, come on.
He is. Flight? Did you see Flight?
Yeah, great movie.
He was a good movie, but he was hammered, coked out of his mind.
Everyone loves a little screwdriver.
Before flying an aircraft? All right, that's fine. I just wanted to make that little mention because it's so important to recognize.
Yeah.
Did
you have a favorite character in this movie, Man on Fire?
I did. I genuinely believe that Dakota Fanning was and is the best child actor to ever walk this earth. I think she, as a 9-year-old, as a child, she's been in a ton of films and just killed her role every single time. I know she was missing for a long period of this movie, but her acting is really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's up to now. I don't know if she's still acting or what's going on. It's hard because as a child actor, you only have... so big of a window to actually be said child actor. But she's incredible. She was my favorite character, hands down.
Okay.
I will say this about the film.
Yeah.
It was 3 hours long.
It's a long one.
It's a long, long movie. And when you're watching it and the credits and the setup and blah, 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 you're just waiting for her to get kidnapped. The first hour, I'm like, when is she getting kidnapped? You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of a little bit predictable in that sense. It's like, just waiting and hurry up and wait. She's getting kidnapped, this, that, and the third. But when she finally did, I was like, thank God. Now we can get to the good stuff here. But what this movie reminded me of was, this was kind of like the OG Taken with Liam Neeson, but Taken did it better. They shortened it. They concised it. I love the fact that it was a teenager. There was like a little bit of back and forth. I didn't love the accents and other languages. I can't do it. You know that. You know I'm really good with
Well, they're in Mexico City.
I'm really bad with other languages and accents and things like that. So,
out of this 3-hour film, what was your favorite scene? We're talking Breezy's big movie review. She saw Man on Fire with Denzel Washington last night.
To be honest, I really loved the beginning part. Like, if we could have just kept the beginning part with the swim coach, that was great.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that little
moment. Just teaching her how to swim?
Yeah.
It was a great bonding scene.
It was a good bonding scene.
But that's the part of the movie that's developing their closeness and then starting a relationship.
I get it, but it could have gone faster. Not me being completely impatient. So the whole other part where he's hunting him down was crazy. Didn't love all the violence. But I will say, when it was revealed that the dad hired the whole thing was a setup.
Yeah.
Didn't love that either.
Yeah.
That was my least favorite scene.
Great plot twist. Did you have a favorite throwback moment from the film?
You know, there wasn't a ton of relatability. I will say that. Wasn't a ton.
No?
No, I mean, 3 hours. I can't really relate to living in another country, having a rich father, and
your father's
having a bodyguard.
Rich. Your father's rich.
Literally not.
They have a little place in Florida.
Sure. Bought it when the housing market crashed. So great. I don't know. I mean, I think my favorite throwback moment was just Dakota Fanning as a whole. It kind of reminded me of Uptown Girls. I absolutely love to see it. R.I.P. Brittany Murphy. Yeah.
And you know, would you say out of all the films I've had you review, this is one of your favorites?
It was pretty good.
It's a pretty good movie.
It was a pretty good movie. I have a hard time comparing movies. It was literally just taken, ripped it off, and made it better.
I think my favorite scene in this movie was when he's up in a little old guy's apartment, and the old guy looks at him, and he's getting his bazooka ready to just blow people apart. Mm-hmm. And the old guy says, in the church, they tell you to forgive. And he looks at the old guy and he says, forgiveness is between them and God. It's my job to rearrange the meeting.
Yep. I remember that scene.
What do you have as a popcorn bucket score for Man on Fire 2000 film with Denzel Washington?
Man on Fire 2004. Liked the movie. 10 out of 10 would recommend. I'm giving it a 3.5. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I just wish it was shorter. I'm glad it was free. Dakota Fanning slapped. Denzel Washington needs to go to an AA meeting. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely love that. Coming up next week, Breezy is going to be reviewing Killer Clowns from Outer Space, one of my ultimate favorites.
The Odyssey app. Wherever you go. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Pop New Arrivals. New songs from the artist you love and artists you haven't even met yet. Search Pop New Arrivals on the Odyssey app to listen.
Good morning, you got PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Let's do a quick recap, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Last Thursday, Breezy comes to my parents' house for a homemade, authentic Italian dinner. And of course, it'd be very disrespectful if she showed up empty-handed.
Right.
So what does she bring with her? She brings over a jar of Prego sauce. Completely disrespectful, if you ask me.
Why?
I said, Breezy, you can't bring this into the house. She goes, why not? It's the most Italian thing I can find. I said, I don't think so. So she comes into my parents' house, slams the jar of sauce on the counter and says, feel free to crack this baby open and use it in whatever you're cooking. And I look over, my dad is literally worthing the mouths under his breath, WTF. So yesterday, fast forward, I do a quick video on our Instagram at 98PXY Rochester. And it was just basically me saying a quick recap of what happened at dinner.
Sure.
And I was like, well, long story short, I found the sauce. And I opened up the trash can in the garage, and there's the jar of Prego just laying there all by itself. So my father threw it in the trash. And then Breezy, after she finds this out, decides she's going to do an open letter to my father, Phil, which I hope he's listening right now. I really do.
I am absolutely, positively beside myself, if I'm being completely honest.
You realize, though, that when you come to a guy's house who's from Sicily, who grew up with homemade sauce, don't get me wrong, it was a very nice gesture. However, you realize it's probably not the right thing to bring.
But in the Italian culture, it's the Italian way to not show up empty-handed.
And you couldn't find anything else aside from Prego.
I brought flowers. I brought You know what? Let me just get into it. Shall I?
Yeah.
An open letter to Mr. Musumeci, Phil Sr. First things first, I want to take a moment to not only thank your father, but also your mother for having me over for dinner last week. I had a lovely time and I was looking forward to many more dinners together. I really thought that we bonded over mediocre wine, good conversation, and amazing company.
Mediocre wine?
But unfortunately, I was wrong and completely misread the situation. I mean, no disrespect when I say I will never be over again. I wanted nothing more than to leave that dinner more well-adversed in the Italian heritage. I even went as far as digging into your Italian roots with a pretty authentic sauce and cannoli that I could find from a very Italian establishment.
Not authentic sauce at all.
And to see the disrespect that took place the second I walked out the door with the placement of the sauce in the trash. At first, I was just hoping it was an organizational fluke. But after I saw the video, that certainly was not the case. I cannot believe my eyes. And I truly don't know if we'll ever be able to come back from this. I wish you nothing but the best. Thank you for having me. I will never be back.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend you coming back. You drove all over my parents' lawn on the way out.
It's a tough driveway. It's a tricky driveway. It's a tricky driveway. Let's not divert from the issue at hand here. He threw my gift away. He just tossed it in the garbage like yesterday's trash. Listen to me.
It's kind of where it belongs.
I have the floor right now. I have no money. My debit card was hacked. I had to go to the bank. I had to get cash out to even buy the Prego. I had to go through all these steps. I had to jump through hoops. And to know that my cold, hard money that I do not have because I don't have access to a debit card right now was just tossed in the trash. It's just so disrespectful. The disrespect that I've endured in the last 3 days, to me, it's just... it's unacceptable. Between giving a woman in need pasta and her just basically spitting in my face to your father.
Who are you talking about?
I gave a homeless woman pasta yesterday and she's like, I just want money. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. She's like, I wanted pesto. I'm like, it's marinara. Like, I don't know what to tell you. To your father just tossing my gifts and my love aside like yesterday's garbage. It's just like... who's the disrespectful one here? Genuinely. I would love to know. I'm pissed.
My father texting in.
What is he saying?
He said Breezy is the true definition of a mayonnaise face.
A what?
Okay, we gotta go.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.